our base, Wednesday the 13th of March, Rabbi David Halpern, Purim and Megillas Esther.
The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. Ein Kosin from Megillah ele Bedioi. Megillah has to be written in ink. Ala Gvil, ala Klav, Kusefer Teire, on parchment. It's Riecha Sirtzit Teire Atzmo. There's the lines, marks to make straight. So all Halucha Mosh Bezinai, Sefer Teire. So Rambam proposes a chiddush that the parchment doesn't have to be made lishma, whereas in Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, it certainly has to be made lishma. Where's the chiddush? It has all the other dinim of a Sefer Torah, but not the parchment lishma. If it's written on paper or something else, that's pussy, but lishma doesn't have to be. There are other rishonim, Mechilek, Shechnuch, Azoch. But to understand the Rambam Shitta, why all the dinim of a Sefer Torah it has, and not the dinim of Lishma, it says the parchment doesn't have to be made Lishma. Rav Waltiger, beautiful husband from Rav Rista. He's in the style of Rista, he's making it, there's two dinim in Megillah. There's a din of Sefer, it has to be a Sefer, with the dinim of a Sefer. And there's a din of Kisvei Kodesh, which one separates between the two. It looks as though. The Gemara says, who wrote the Megillah? Well, in the Megillah it says, Vayichtev Molches Adur Ma'ele. He wrote it. And Rashi says, this is referring to the Megillah. He wrote the Megillah that we have. So Malta wrote the Megillah. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that the Anshe Knes HaGdoi wrote the Megillah. But that's the Stira. And Rashi says, why did they write it? Nevi'ah to be written in Chesro, it's going to be Chachik. Malch was great enough, but it was a Chesro, it hasn't got the Kaddish of Eitz Yisro. Because from Eile la'ach Shabbat Eilet, when they came to Eitz Yisro, that's when they wrote Megillas Esther. And what did they do till then? They were Mekayim Mitzvahs in Megillah the first year already. And Megillah it says that the first year they already had the Mitzvah of Purim with all the Mitzvahs, Megillah. And here it says, but only written in Eitz Yisroel, because the Chisra doesn't have the Kaddisha, they couldn't write it. Zukta Azoi, it's zwei dinim. To be Mekayim Mitzvahs Megillah, they wrote it with all the dinim of a Sefer. A Sefer means Dioi, learned from Psikim, Klav, like a Sefer Torah. Sirtet. To have it Lishma, that's not in Hilchas Sefer. That's a Haluch and Kisvei HaKodesh. In the Shabbos, the Yed Chastur, but there's a halucha of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh is a special status, and the haluchas for Kisvei HaKodesh. You're supposed to wash your hands before you touch Kisvei HaKodesh in the time of the Gemurah when they had Trimmer, nowadays the Shikrach Shala. Kisvei HaKodesh is a special status. But to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Megillah, you don't need Kisvei HaKodesh. You need to have Sefer. So Zukta Mameila, they didn't finish Shmaz or didn't Kisvei HaKodesh. And that wasn't necessary for Hilchas Megillah. So for Hilchas Megillah, it doesn't have to be Lishma. I'm talking about making the parchment Lishma. So therefore, the Rambam says it can be kosher without it. The Rambam is not referring to a Kisvei HaKodesh, because Kisvei HaKodesh is not Nagei Bezman HaZeh Befrat. According to the Shittas, says only Bezman was Trimmer, so nowadays we don't have a din of Kisvei. It's not Nagei Kisvei HaKodesh. Lamasa, we make our Megillah, has got the Kodesh of Kisvei HaKodesh, but it's not necessary inside Hilchas Megillah. So Malta wrote the Megillah and Hilchas Megillah without Kisvei HaKodesh, and that was Kosher Megillah. When they came to Eitz Yisroel, they upgraded it to a Madrega of Kisvei HaKodesh. And actually, the Be'alucha brings, the Chayudim says that in the middle of the Siddur, if you touch the Megillah, you have to wash your hands until it's down again. The Gemara says, they were going to Tkunas Chazal, that Kisvei HaKodesh, if you touch, you need until it's down. The Master, he brings from the Chayudim Azoi, and the Master, the Be'alucha says that this. He disagrees because it's only in the time when they had Shema, not nowadays. And Shem Safi says, one should avoid touching middle of the Seder. And it's again another halucha also. If it's got a din of Kisvei HaKodesh, one has to wash the Tillis Yadayim before you touch the Megillah. So normally it's not so much Negev because you come to Shul, you're Bechiev Al Pidin to wash for Tillis Ma'arib, and then he gets Mincha Ma'arib, whatever you done. So once you wash the Tillis Yadayim, you're not Mesiach Das, so no problem with touching the Megillah. But otherwise, if you just take out the Megillah Stamazo, according to this Shitta, one should wash the Tillis Yadayim. The Ma'asim Be'aluch says nowadays it's not Bechiev because it's not Negev nowadays. Just I heard speaking about Pasha Zucha, Mitzvah Deraisa. The line Zucha and Pashtas, Shechanuch, it's a Mitzvah Deraisa, the line from the Sefer Torah with the minion. What's the Mitzvah Zucha? It's a Shiva Selcha Amulek. It's a Mitzvah to remember, Lois Ishkach, not to forget, and Timcha Zech Amulek, a Mitzvah to be Moicha Zech Amulek. Unfortunately, we can't do it nowadays for many reasons. One of the reasons here, first of all, practical reasons, and second of all, that we don't really know exactly who is Amulek. I mean, we were taught who was Amulek by the Nagun, taught us that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, Abu Zrai, there's Amulek. But Lamas, we don't know each God who is Amulek, the Mishmash. But there's a mitzvah to be Tim Chazech Amulek. Take the Al Shech HaKudosh and Pash the Beshalach. Why did I actually give us the mitzvah to be Timcha Zech Amulek? Asher Korach Baderech, he was the first one, with all the terrible things he did to us. But the Rebbeinu Shlom himself, when they came to Mitzrayim, he didn't need our help. He never needs our help. Sancheirev, 120,000 goyim suddenly died. Why did it come to Amulek? Why did I actually not do it himself? Zukta Al-Shech Amulek Gepshat. Zukta Zoi. There's a pusik which says in Yeshaya, Yifkoid Hashem al Tzvu Hamuroim Bamuroim Vesmalche Vaduma Badumu. That means that each immer, each nation has a Tsar Bashamayim, and when the Eibishter wants to knock down the nation, he knocks down the Tsar. There's 70 Shivim Immers in Yisoid, 70 Immers, 70 Surim, the Eibishter knocks down the Tsar. Yidin are Eitzisol, Ein Hashem Elekechabah. The Sashkucha, but Eibishter, we don't come under the Tsar, we come under the Eibishter himself. But in Chitzlur, Emes Oilem come under Surim. And when the Eibishter wants to knock down a nation, he knocks down the Tsar first. Vaya Yisrael is Mitzrayim, Meis, Al Tzfasayom, doesn't say Meisim. The Zarem is on the Tsar from Shemitzayim. The Eibishter knocked down the Tsar from Shemitzayim, and then turn the Mitzrayim. The Tsar Shel Amulek, Kabyuchel doesn't want to knock down. The Tsar Shel Amulek, so the Altsuch is the Yetzar. And we know that Hachel Bidei Shemayim, Chitz Mir Shemayim. Yetzar is our business to deal with. The Eibishter says, I don't interfere. Yetzara, you deal with. So Kabyuchel doesn't want to knock down himself the Tsar of Amulek, and therefore he doesn't knock down Amulek. And he tells us, so in Emerson, every time we come overcome the Yetzahara, we're fighting him, we're making him weaker, we're making the mitzvah, Bechir is Amulek. Is in Zerah Kodesh, when Opshet Zeruch Zuk Tazoi, we're going to line the Shabbat in Yetz Hashem, Pash Kisaitzai, Timcha Ezaicher Amulek. Yetz Hashem Ampirim, next Thursday, we're going to line Pash Beshalach, where it says, tell Yehoshia, Simba Osni Yehoshia, Kimucha Emche Ez Zeicher Amulek. What's the change in the Lushan? Timcha Emche. Zukta Rapsha Zeruf, the Mura Zuktach, as Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, Yisra Shaludam, this couple, the Yisra is Moi de Grace, of all de Grace. So, a Malach, who can fight a Malach? We can't. The answer is, we do our share, the Eibishter will help us. Lila Kush Baruch Ozroi, Lo Yuchaloi. But you can't rely on that. If you're going to rely on that, you won't get it. I always say a mushal, it's like those who, maybe of my age, still remember we used to have years ago, before there was power steering in a car. You see the buses with the driver fighting to get the turn around the corner. And after it had a power steering, you have to turn and it's straight for the halai. It didn't become stronger, but there's the power behind it which just makes it go. But if he won't turn, the power won't work on its own. He has to turn, and then the power will work for him. The Yetzer is the same thing. If we won't do anything, he won't turn. But if we just go the bit of a turn, we'll get the Rebbeinu Shem helping us. Is Timcha Ezech Amulek is the tzibut to us. We're going to line this part. It's our job. We have to fight Amulek. We have to fight the Malach of Amulek. The Tsar Shel Amulek. But Simba Azna Yeshia, tell Yeshia, Mucha Emcha. If they will do their share, I will do mine. And the condition seen in the Baba Rukht, it's Merimas in the Parashat Bashalach. V'yemesham Moshe K'soyv Zoyz Zikuren Baseifer, V'simba Azna Yeshia Kimucha Emcha. So it's a K'soyv Zoyz. Zoyz is the Rosh HaTavis, Timcha Es Zeicha. In the Seifer, what you're telling the Eden to do, you must tell them Timcha Zeicha. But you can whisper to Yeshia's ears, don't be worried, Mucha Emcha, I'll settle it. Maseches Megillah. There's a lot to talk about the Megillah. I believe you should put some Torah into B'Ksav. As far as I won't get to all of this. But a few interesting things. The Gemara says, Megillas Esther, B'riach HaKodesh Nehemiah. There are various riots that was B'riach HaKodesh. How do we know what he said B'Libai? Must be B'riach HaKodesh. He said, no. Well, we can imagine what Haman was saying B'Libai, and so on and so on. And then Shmuel says, I've got a riot, which on this riot you can't argue. Shleta Pusik, Kimi V'Kibli Ahid Malayim V'Azarim. Was it Kimi V'Kibli? Kimi, they established, they gave them a time. The Kibri, they accepted. It's a repetition of the same word twice. So it must be Pshat, Kimi Lamala, Bashomayim, they were established, Masha Kibli, what we accepted Lamata. So we accepted the mitzvahs of Purim, and Lamala, Kimi, became established. So established means that every year we have all our spores of the Nisim and all the Yeshia of Purim. It's a constant Yeshia. How do we know Kimi Lamala? Saraya is Riach HaKodesh. Took Shmuel Saraya from Kimi Bekibli is Riach HaKodesh. Frek Toisvus, and Rava says that all the other Raya's one can argue, this Raya you can't. You can't argue. There's no other Pshat, Kimi Bekibli. That must be the only Pshat, is a Raya was written in Riach HaKodesh. Frek Toisvus, there's another Pshat of Kimi Bekibli, which may be this Karaya was there. The Mura said to Masech the Shabbos that Madur Rabbi Laraisa, that the Torah was given by force, it wasn't a democracy, it was a dictatorship of the Borei Kol Olamim, that Imma comes a Torah mitzvah, then Lav Shom Tekev Rasham, Kufalem HaKegiges, and so a person can say, well, we are forced, it's not. Afterwards, no, that was originally. But Rav Acha Ba Yaakov, Ruva, Afa Piken, who the Kabbali of Mechashveis? There was another Kabbalist that told us, and this one was not forced. This was, as Rashi says, Me'ahav Asanes. So now it was done, Brutz Natoif. How do you know? Well, she said, Kimi, the Kibla Hidim. Kimi, they were now Makai, Masha Kibli. They were the Makabal Kabbalist of Torah. In year 2448, they were Makabal the Torah. So now Kimi, they now established themselves that the old Kabbalah, which was done under coercion, under force, is now the Kabbal Bahab. So it's a different pshat in Kimi Bekibli. So why does Rava say, the same Rava says there's no other pshat in Kimi Bekibli other than what we said before. Kimi Lamalu, Masha Kibli Lamatu, Tarayat Liyach HaKodesh. There's another pshat. Kimi Yachshav, Masha Kibli Kaba. So to the Naguan, I'm worried it hurts. I suppose you notice in the Megillah, there's a Kriya Naksiv. We line it Kibli, Lushan Rabbim, there's a Vuv missing. Kimi V'Kibbeil. It's written Kimi V'Kibbeil. Not Kibli. Kibbeil means Lush Yuchid, singular. So the Kri and the Ksiv, Vidash and Dux. One limit is from the Kri and one from the Ksiv. The way we read it, Kimi Bekibli, is Kimi Lamal, Masha Kimi Lamati. The Gemara then, Pesach the Shabbos, says, Kimi Bekibbeil. They were now Mekayim, but he was Mekabel. Who was Mekabel the Torah, not under force? Who was not Takhtis Ahar? Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Kofalim HaKegigis. But Kimi, Klal Yisru, and Amakayim, Masha Kibbeil, Moshe Rabbeinu, then, so the Gemara there is learning from the Ksiv. And we learn from the Kri, is that Mishkan Stil? Because we had two Lemidim, one from the Ksiv, Kri, one from the Ksiv, so from the good. I saw a very interesting chat, a combination of a few together, to get us to that. I'm on for both. Mishnah, first Mishnah Megillah. Megillah in the class, Ba'achadus, Ba'ashnayim, 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 in the olden time of the Mishnayis, Chazal instituted that one can line the Megillah already on the 11th of Adar, because the Hashpur of Imperium already starts 3 days before. And for practical reasons, because the B'nai Akfurim, they didn't have a minion, they had to come to town, they only came to town on Mondays and Thursday. You can line the Megillah 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Shtet the Mishnah, Lo Puchas V'lo Yoisa. You can never line before the 11th and never after the 15th. Zuk Rashi, Lo Puchas V'lo Yoisa, Lo Puchas Me'echadusa, V'lo Yoisa Machamishusa. That's Rashi's trying to say. Without Rashi, anybody who reads the Mishnah understands what it says. Lo Puchas V'lo Yoisa. If you say 11, 12, 13, 15, 14, 15, Lo Puchas V'lo Yoisa. I don't need Rashi to tell me that Lo Puchas means not. Rashi had a kasha. If you want to say not on the 10th and not on the 16th, you don't say loy puchas v'lo yosef. The 10th of Adar is not puchas in the 11th. You should say loy koidem loy achakach. Tuesday is less than Wednesday. So Rashi had a kasha, the Lusha Mishnah. But what's that loy puchas loy yosef? Loy koidem loy achakach. So Rashi, the Mishnah is Magamus in Fichtige Sach. The Gemara says, Este Manatoy Menayin, Shenema, Vonoichi, Hastem, Aste. It's all in the Forsham, it's playing with the It's not just playing with the words Esther. Well, Asturas Purim, the Megillah's Esther is Asturas Purim. You go to the whole Megillah, you don't see any open clearness. Actually, in Chazal, we do see what happens behind the scenes. But when you learn through the Megillah, each thing, you can interpret it b'derech hateva. Of course, you read the story, which goes on 9 years, and you see how the whole plan, everything worked, and you see b'derech Chazal, what else happened. So, obviously, it's full of missing. But it's all b'chalfim. The Rebbe Yishim hid himself. Melocha hasta asta. The Sforim say, we make a brucho, asher katunim, so it's really out of the mikro Megillah. We have to take them, Esther be Megala the Hester of Megillah's Esther. We have to be Megala the Hester. There's no shame in the answer. Kiss of a Kodesh, we said before. It is Kiss of a Kodesh. Nowadays, certainly, it's written by Shlach Ma, Potter Ma. But there's no shame there. Remuzim, Rusha Teva, Sefer Teva, all types of Remuzim, full of shames. But there's no, it's Alt Behalti. Now we know, Chazal tell us, Rashi, Pasha Shmois, there is me, the Oilam, is there Zichri, the Doi Doi. La Oilam is without a vuv, Zeh Shmi, La Ulam, Ha Lamei. We don't use the Eibishter's name nowadays, only we use the Shem Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud. We don't use Yitke Bufke. It's written Yitke Bufke, but we line it, we mustn't read the Yitke Bufke as it's written, we line it. The Chilik is, Shem Adna is the Adoin Oilam, what we can see, what we can experience. Yitke Bufke is Hoi Hoi Vavi, that's behind the scenes. Nowadays it's Haluma. So Haluma, Zeh Shmi, La Oilam, my name is hidden. In Zichri, we mention it, the Shem Adna. Zukrashi, Megillah Nikrash, you want to understand the Megillah. Don't try and read it full of Nisim. You won't find any Nisim there. You have to read it, understand this was done in Haluma. This was done with the Shem Adna. And you're misplaying deeper. You can see behind the scenes the Shem Habaya, Rusha Tevis, Sefer Tevis. But in the Megillah itself, you read the Megillah, you'll not see the Eibishter's name. It's all in a screen of Derech HaTeva. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, as well, if you add together 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it's a simple way to do it. In any case, as you add them together, you come to 65. 65 is Bagmachi Adna. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, as well, with the Shem Adna. Loi Puchas, don't try with 10 and 16. With 10 and 16 together is 26. That's the Shem Havaya. Not with 10, not with 16. Because 10 and 16 is the Shem Havaya. You won't find the Shem Havaya openly there. It's all behalten. Megillah Nikras, you have to use the Shem Adna. A thought which I had, which I think was this Tenas Namazoch. Lahirim Ois Oiru. Simcha Vesus Nikar. Zun Chazal, Oira Zitoira, Om Ravida Oira Zitoira, alright, we understand, there was a new Kabbalah Zitoira, before it was force, and now it was Bros Natoiv. Simchas Yomta, Versteichuch, Susan, Vikar, Susan is Mila and Yikar Tfil. We come to now Mila and Tfil. So I'll leave the Mila for somebody else to answer, I'll just say the Tfil one. And Rashi actually notes, I'm surprised I haven't seen anybody. Haven't looked enough, maybe enough. But in the fortune, pick up this Rashi. Rashi says there was a gezeira against tefillin. Chazal, the Gemara doesn't bring such a thing. Human made a gezeira against tefillin. Rashi says so. The Rashi, and then one of the line different. Rashi is, if there was a gezeira, Rashi says that there certainly was a gezeira against tefillin. Otherwise, Rashi wouldn't have said it. So Rashi knew. Ksat lochab shat. I heard once a story from Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zeicher Tzadik Levrucha. He said there was a story in the time of Reb Mendel Rimelev. In this town, Rimelev, the army was traveling from one place to another, and they went through Rimelev. When the army goes through a town, it's not very encouraging for anybody. They were on the way back, after Nitzuchen somewhere, and they wanted to have the biggest town hall where they can stay. There was no town hall in Rimelev, so they looked for the biggest place, which was the shield, the Beis HaKnesses. And they came, they took over the Beis HaKnesses. Versteitzach, the Shikra Goyim, the Zilzem, the Smeis, the Moedig, the Chil Hashem. What can you do? The army, you can't argue. But they had a meeting, the Rosh HaKor, the Gabuim, whoever was in charge there. And they said, we have to resort, they can stay here a few weeks. Besides not having use of this medrash, they can say, Chil Hashem. We have to resort to the Eitzab and Zazay, the Yaakov, Vini, Vayiftzar Boi, Vayikach. Shmiyat HaBesl. Put together a sum of money and go to the general and offer him dot and kach, and ask him to go. The Rosh HaKor was characteristically an Oisha, a bit like Hargo, the Shvut of the Geld. And he said, no, it's a waste of money, you should spend money on such a thing. In any case, they wouldn't stay here more than 1 or 2 or 3 days. Why do you say so? Because the weather outside is a bad weather, and I noticed the last few days, I noticed a crack in the ceiling of the Beis HaMidrash, and once it starts raining, it'll pour inside, they'll run away. And the Mendel Miller said, what, there's a crack in the shul's ceiling? We have to go have it mended immediately. They said, well, immediately, you immediately told me, wait till it rains, and they go, no, have to do it now, immediately. It's a chil Hashem, you can't leave a crack in the roof of a smedis. So they had no brayer, they did it. And lo and behold, as soon as they did it, suddenly they all left. A moifus, often a moifus. But a mender in the river goes, it's bedera chateba. He said, how can it be? The Moor says, Avgab the ila chuzah, maz lechuzah. Goyim should have a chitzpah to come into Besmedish, a Besmedish full of Kedisha, the walls, everything's absorbing, day and night, Torah, Yer, Shemaim. How is it possible? Where did you get this chitzpah from? You know why? Because we don't respect the Besmedish properly. If we can have a crack in there, that's what made them come. If we'll be masak in that, we'll mend it, they'll disappear. That's one of the Yesodis in Alan Yulim. They say that Rav Shach once was walking, Chatzal Bruch was once walking with somebody, towards the end of Bnei Brak, Rehov Gaya, a big street there, major street. And the man said, this is the end of Bnei Brak. He said, what makes this the end of Bnei Brak? Bnei Brak goes to him. So what do you mean? Who decided this end of Bnei Brak? He said, well, here, Shabbos, cars go here, Shabbos. Why do they go here? He said, because it's after Bnei Brak. No, you got it wrong. Our Shabbos, the way we have the Shabbos, is mashpia till here and not further. Well, to be assault. If we have a better Shabbos, then not few streets. It all depends on us. Let's not blame those who are not brought up with Torah and Shemaim. We are the Achrayis. Al Kapunim, look at Zoi. Achrayish took out the Klai Kodesh, the Tzitz, Moed the Gazachim, and he put it on, that Shikra Goy, it must have been much worse than we see in Purim, dressed up. The Chil Hashem is Moed. There's a Me'ila, we have a North Mekayim, there's a Me'ila, this week, etc., at the end of past vehicle. How? God, my chitzpah, so Yidin said, most probably, we are not Mechabed the Beis HaMikdash as it should be. Kedush is HaMikdash, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. This was in the time of the Chom. It was 60 years after the Chom. Was in the Mikdash, they didn't have it. So what's it mean? There's a letter which the Shlua Kodesh wrote to his son on the day of Bar Mitzvah. I've got a copy. There's a printed later so on. Shlua Kodesh wrote to his son, he said that the Talmidim of Rav Shimei Yehoi asked, the children of Rav Shimei Yehoi asked the father, the mitzvah of Usi Limikdash was Shechanti B'Soichon. Nowadays, how can we become the mitzvah? Torah is Netzvies. So he said, Shechanti B'Soichon, when a person puts on his tefillin, he gets the Kedishas Beis HaMikdash. This is Isaiah Kodesh. Put on tefillin, you get Kedishas Beis HaMikdash. So they said, oh, my Bazoi, we know the answer. Perhaps the way we put on tefillin, preparation, how we behave in the tefillin, and so on, it's not on the level of a Shechanti B'Soichem. And that caused that Nebuchadnezzar should dare to take out the Kedishas Beis HaMikdash. So they did Shiva. So 3 days they did Shiva. And they did Shiva, that the tefillin is they had tefillin in the higher Madrega, the Shachataka should be a tikkun for what he's there to do. Coming short time, trying to switch on noch einsach. Ich sag noch steht, ein Bedacht kein Bumus Pirim. Er hat kolla poist et yad, neust im Blei. Das Wohlen bringen, der Schalm, die says, that Kabyuchel, the Eibish, the Mekan, the Torah is kolla poist et yad, neust im Blei, Pirim, anybody who stretches out his hand, that was the Eibish, the Tfilin, davening it in Purim is gur on the high Madraga, and the Minchas Shul brings Hashem Tzadikim. Bayoyim HaMelech, in Megillah, wherever it says HaMelech, without HaMelech HaShvedesh, is a remus on the Eibishter. Bayoyim HaMelech, the Eibishter says, the Esther, to Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah HaYayim, when we have to see this Purim, Ma Shailu Sech V'Indus Inloch. It's a time, Purim is a time when we can daven to, it's a tefillah. I said, call a point at Yadnu Istin. You heard the pshat, I can't trace where it exactly came from. Part I found where it came from, but I heard it years ago. My Shved Chon Brucha brings in the cipher, Agad Empirica, he brings that The Chodesh of Lublin was Friday night once. There was a batsman there who wanted to be Mesamayach a vessel. He wanted to cheer up a vessel. And he said, Rebbe, I got a kasha. The Amulga Bachunim were poor people, not quite as today. They didn't charge the same price as they charge today for Bachunas. He said, Rebbe, why is it that the Ashirim always are roid of the Ulamalites? Always, we are the ones always in the wrong, and they are. Rabbeinu Kudish was Oisha. And he also chaplain with Ulamalat, was the first mission of Mishach Deshachs. Tzias HaShabashtayim Shadav HaFlem, Chetz, Balbus, the Unia, he had the ganze Masa, and there are four cases in the Mishnah. The first case is the Unia Chayev, the second is Balbus Chayev. Why did he make Unia Chayev the first case? Maybe the Balbus is Chayev. The Balbus is sitting in his house, the Shabbat Hashida. The Unia never hasn't got his chalas already. Mamish, he missed the last, the bakery's closed already, and he thinks it's still day, he made a mistake, it's already night, and never he has to ask, please give me some chalas. And the first guy, Unia Chayev. Maybe Balbus should be Chayev. He didn't look after the Uni, he should have his seals. It's always that Shirim chaplain the Uri Malad. He wants to make a bit of a joke, wants to make a bit of a same thing. But the Chodesh of Lublin took it seriously. He said, it's a good Akasha. Why do you start the first case in Nechai? What did he do wrong? He did the right thing. And the Chodesh of Lublin had Richa Kodesh, as we know, for after 7 years tying his eyes, not seeing what we see, so he started seeing what we don't see. And he said, asked by Shemaim, but the Galag member Shemaim that he was at fault. The Uni was at fault. Because Poishet Yudah, according to the Chef Mishnah, had he not been Poishet Yudah, he wouldn't have come to all the thing. The Balbus would have given him, the Balbus would have been Chai. But Poishet Yudah was a Pshat. Bringt up Pshat, beautiful Pshat. The Nachal Kedimim, the Chedu, bringt, Vayikhi Li Timo. Rashi is up, Vayikhi Li, was Li. Rashi Li, Lishmi. Everything has to be Lishem Shemaim. What's this special Vayikhi Li, Lishmi? Maybe for the Mishkan, has been a Heimadeg of Lishmo. So the Nachal Kedim, the Chedu, he says, Shomati, I heard the Pshat. Rashi is trying to answer the Kasha Beyikri, they should take. He should say Beyikri. Damne, it's well Beyikri, listen. Why say Beyikri? I'll just take the Kasha. Gazoi, as when a person does a mitzvah, he said, Adiya Kudosh, he's creating a Shem to the Eibishter. They are the Shemis. By Mitzvah Sudukah, Stam Mitzvah Sudukah, he's creating the Shem Yud Kei Vuv Kei. So he's the Adiya Kudosh. The plita, which he takes into his hand in order to give tzedukah, when he takes the plita in his hand, it's a yid. A plita, matbeah. The five fingers holding it create a hay. He stretches out his hand, the vuv. The oraman, his hand is a hay. It's the Adiya Kudosh that when you make a tzedukah, you're makayim, you're writing a yid kei vuv kei. With that, we understand Ramban says, the floor brings it in the Exhibits of Chof Dalet. Ramban says, every mitzvah which needs two people is both have a part in the mitzvah. So he says, Ramban, there's a mitzvah of Yisrael to be gedichen from a Kohen. The Kohen is the mitzvah of Brachas Kahanim, but one of the Tarek mitzvahs. But the Yisrael has got a mitzvah to become gebenched. But only has got a mitzvah to receive tzedukah. He's a part of the mitzvah. Without the Uni, there wouldn't be tzedukah. And according to what we said, now he's writing the Ois Hei. We mechabed him to write the Ois Hei. That should be the Hashkufa. So if he knows, Rebbe Yishem made me an Uraman, and he wants me to beg people to give me, he understands this is a part of the Tachas Abliya, so he does it with a simple, I'm doing a Hei, I'm writing a Hei. Well, we all prefer to write the Yud Kei Vav, all right, fair enough, but we're writing a Hei. If he doesn't mean Lishem Shemayim, so he says, the Chedur says, Beyikhi Li Trimu. So Shem Havaya has to be Kesidron, the Ketchila. What's a Kesidron? Yit Kevuv Kei is then what's Rachmem Gemirim. Once you write it the wrong way around, it already is fixed. It's not Rachmem Gemirim. So it's important that the Yikri, the recipients, maybe we should, I don't want to talk to Ulamanat because they've got different Cheshbonis, but the Gabu Etzduka should try and avoid the situation where he put out his hand first because he's making the hay the wrong way around. He should go up to somebody and say, can you please give me? And wait till the other person. If he understands what's going on here, sometimes it doesn't work. If you won't put that hand, other person won't give it. But ideally, he should wait for other person. Speak to those who are receiving the money. Li lishmi. They should receive it to be lishem shemaim. How? To make sure the other person writes the yit kevur before you write the hand. Homon was looking for a month, which is he thought would be a good month for him. He ended up with Chodesh Adar. And the Yitke Vufke, and if you look in the Siddurim, the Yitke Vufke, Nissen is Yismeche Hashmaim Vesugah Gula. Nissen is Mamash Rachm Gamil. Adah is otherwise. He says, V'chol Zeh Aneni Shevet, the Sefer Teif of Zeh Zahay, Aneni Zavuf, Shevet Zahay, Li is a Yit. If Yitke Vufke the wrong way around, so Gavaltik, this is the Shem Havayah, the wrong way around, that's just what I'm looking for. What did the Eibush to do? Hashem Yispoi Bechsoib Amim. The pusik and tell him. The Eibush said, "You want that? V'nahapachi. I'm going to read it like the Jewish way. Hashem Yispoi Bechsoib Amim. I'm going to read from left to right. V'nahapachi. V'asher Yisli Ahidim Haim Besnaim. You wrote it the wrong way around. I'll read it the other way around. I'll read it like the Jewish. It's Memele. That was v'nahapachi. According to that, we understand. So Pirim is a different from Cheshbon. Pirim because our poish at Yad Noisnim. It's the other way around. Pirim, you have to have the poish out first, because we said the cheshbon is, we want the sidran. And Pirim is pink faket. I'll just finish off with Shtayt Amoyed, Gizach, Kaba Yusho. Yid Aleph. Chom v'isha tzurech rachmim alayzadim. Anybody and who doesn't need rachmim. Yikach p'nai l'atzmo, you take time at Thomas Esther, and she would say kapitel chuf beis, Ayelis HaShacha, which this refers to Esther, v'yish poich, sicho l'fnai Hashem, Er soll gedenken, der Mann, ich menschen, schiss, mal von Esther, jeftach lo ishaar, rachmim es kibbel, tfilusoi beruzim. Er betrug in der Tfile, dann kabel den beruzim. Wie steht schon, Zadikim, als Megillah und Kras, die darauf in Beisel Gimmel, der Schleusche, sie mei hat Bula, bevor Kabul ist der Teure, red der Spur, starts red die alles in Beisel Gimmel, und mit der Spur, da ist schon, wie sich, zu Kabul der Teure, kruig. Ja, ist gerade da, ist schon mal rab. Oh, ich muss das sagen, wir haben das noch nicht gesagt, wir haben das noch nicht gesagt,